free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Defence Secretary's announced plans to boost army personnel, invest more in weapons and make use of AI to improve the military. John Healey's accepted recommendations in the Strategic Defence Review, pledging to make the British Army 10 times more lethal. But retired Army officer Major General Tim Cross has told us it's difficult to know how the government will fulfil those promises.
How do you begin to deliver on this? Deliver the submarines, deliver the new aircraft, deliver the cyber, the data, which won't be easy. But I do genuinely believe there is a clear determination to do that.
New searches for Madeleine McCann will begin later in Portugal, 18 years after her disappearance. German police will be looking into areas close to where she vanished on her family holiday in Praia da Luz in 2007. Journalist Robin Swan says investigators are focusing on the area for a reason.
It's a parcel of land that is owned by multiple private individuals, so lots of permissions have been sought. So one assumes they have something interesting or something serious as a lead to go on.
No major progress has been made towards ending the war in Ukraine after discussions between Moscow and Kyiv. But both sides have agreed to a prisoner swap during the second round of peace talks in Turkey. And a fourth man's been arrested over a series of fires at two properties linked to Sir Keir Starmer. The 48-year-old was detained at Stansted Airport on suspicion of conspiracy to commit arson. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Bill Overton keeping things moving into Tuesday, hoping your night's calm and restful. If back to work Monday's left things a little bit frazzled, here's the antidote.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Listening to Classic FM from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite number 2. Camilla Tilling soprano singing their Solveig song along with the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra. And before it, the Meditation from Massenet's opera Thaïs. Joshua Bell on violin with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Up late with Classic FM, Bill Overton for company through till four. Weather-wise, a bit blustery if you're north and west right now. Lows of six, highs to 22 later. It's going to be a wet and windy start. And a little bit chillier, gustier in the north. Nothing mentioned there about sun, so just keep everything crossed. Hello to Simon, who managed to go and swim yesterday, which was a pleasant way to spend Monday. Hello also to Oliver the Milkman from Grantham. Just letting you know, I'm enjoying the music this morning. It's helping the round go very smoothly. Good to know. Clinking of bottles. I'd like to think, but we know nowadays, milk floats don't make that kind of noise, do they? And they don't float anymore either, do they? But I'm glad you're busy doing it this morning. And Classic FM on is loud, accompanying you. It's June the 3rd, National Egg Day today. Always a cracking start. Prefer mine scrambled. It's just reading. Eggs stay fresher if you store them upside down, which begs the question, what is the right way up for an egg? And how do I not know this? French Open tennis day 10, the singles quarterfinals now all set up. It's repeat day today, repeated every year, funnily enough, June 3rd, for giving anything another go. So it becomes second nature. I think I only played this last week, but a repeat, always welcome. Cleveland Orchestra under the baton of Pierre Boulez performing Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun on Classic FM. Bill Overton here. June 3rd, late greats include the jazz age entertainer Josephine Baker, Tony Curtis, also born this date, the beat poet Allen Ginsberg, and singer Curtis Mayfield, who wrote People Get Ready. Among other songs, A Love Conquers All Day Today, Bizet married his wife Genevieve, 1869. Elgar, we heard earlier, knighted, 1931. And it's National Itch Day today, something you've been dying to do, I wonder. Today's the day to scratch that itch.
Thank you. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Guitarist Craig Ogden playing the traditional folk song Un Noir de la Marais. And before it, Jeonger's The Ashokan Farewell. That was the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines Major J.R. Perkins directing from the violin. Bill Overton on Classic FM. One more for the diary, then June 3rd. It is World Bicycle Day today. Freedom on two wheels. Good for the heart, the pocket and the planet as well. Here's a quote from Einstein. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Let's add to that, Leha. Very important to keep smiling. Land of Smiles, the overture from the opera by Leha, the English Chamber Orchestra, performing just there. One for you, Matthew, if you're still listening. Music on the way on Classic FM, 4-3 from one of the 21st century's most performed operas worldwide so far, by the only composer to have two entries in the top five. While you're scratching your head over that, I have some Sibelius to play you next.
Classic FM.
This Tuesday's Euro Millions jackpot will have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in this Tuesday's Euro Millions draw. Play on app or buy in your nearest store.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Ritorno.
Curiosa.
Dammi il braccio, mia piccina.
Obbedisco, signor.
Amami di.
Io
Classic FM, Through the Night. First, we heard the intermezzo from the Corellia Suite by Sibelius, the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra performing, and just there, Jonas Kaufmann and Rachel Willis-Sorensen, along with the Orchestra del Teatro Carlo Felice de Genova, and La Boheme from La Boheme, O Suave Fanciulla. So it's the top five most performed operas in the 21st century are at number one, Verdi's La Traviata. The Magic Flute, number two, Carmen is three, and then two by Puccini, La Boheme and Tosca. That's the most performed operas staged and played by orchestra. There you go. Music from film now, John Williams, 7 Years in Tibet. Remember this film? Yo-Yo Ma on cello.
Thank you.
John Williams conducting the main theme from 7 Years in Tibet. Yo-Yo Ma playing cello, don't forget. Classic FM movies round the clock, big screen music available on the Global Player app and every weekend, Fridays and Saturday nights, Jonathan Ross here for 2 hours of the best film music, 7 p.m. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM, our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 on the way for this morning, including a Peter Maxwell Davis favourite at its highest ever position. The news next.
Classic FM.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The government says it's investing £5 billion in military drones and lasers after announcing plans yesterday to boost army personnel and invest more in weapons as part of the Strategic Defence Review. The money's for drones and autonomous systems and lasers. It also includes a Dragonfire laser scheduled to be fitted to the Royal Navy destroyers. We've been speaking to Mark Stead from the global security firm Leonardo's in Edinburgh, which is working on the laser system.
It's been stated that it can hit a pound coin 4 kilometres away. We're obviously rapidly pulling through the capability to be deployed onto Royal Navy frigates in the next couple of years.
New searches by German police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are expected to begin in Portugal later. The 3-year-old went missing in 2007 while on holiday with her family in the resort of Praia da Luz. The Trade Secretary is meeting US officials later as the government looks to get a full exemption from Donald Trump's tariffs. Jonathan Reynolds is travelling to Paris. It's after the UK and US reached a broad agreement.